First reading today from the prophet Isaiah just speaks so wonderfully to us about God's desire to bless us. I think at times we have sold our God short. We have made him in our own image and likeness, or imposed upon him the experience of earthly fathers. How do we make sense of readings like this from the prophet? God's great desire to bless his people. Not to curse them, not to have them suffer in pain, but to bless them and to give them long life, reveals his goodness. It's so important that we remember this. Not that we just remember it, but that we believe this. That our God is for us, is not against us. His heart is for us. His eyes are turned toward us. We are not forgotten. We are not abandoned. There is an invitation in the gospel text today. There is a sobriety, you might say, about the request of the royal official to Jesus. You know that there are people who have asked of Jesus a healing, or, you know, there's the one case where several people brought a blind man or a man with a speech impediment who couldn't hear, and then Jesus takes him off by himself away from the crowd. You imagine that those that brought this man to Jesus wanted to be entertained. They wanted to see a sign. Jesus, recognizing that, separated from the group so as to not make the healing a spectator sport. In this gospel, Jesus confronts this reality of those who would want to be entertained by his ability to heal. But we see the heart of this royal official, this father, for his son. Sir, come down before my child dies. This is not a test of Jesus. This is not a speculation. This is not entertainment. He has cut through all of that. This is a matter of life or death. And because of that, Jesus invites him to faith. He invites him to faith because he wants. He's inviting him to believe without seeing. It's one thing to watch Jesus go, to lay his hands on his son, for his son to be brought to life. But it's another thing that Jesus simply looks at him and says, "You may go, your son will live." We see the similarity between Elisha and the leper that comes, the Assyrian that comes seeking healing. Go. He didn't even say anything, didn't touch him, just said, go wash. Go wash in the Jordan River. This is the key. The man believed what Jesus said to him and left. We must remember that faith is a gift, my brothers and sisters. Faith is a gift. Faith allows us to act without seeing. And it is a gift that is appropriate, especially for this present moment, to act in love, to act in joy, to act in fulfillment and promise and love without seeing. act in faith. Sometimes we are too ready to give up opportunities of faith, so longing for its fulfillment that we refuse to recognize the gift that faith is for us, allowing us to act without seeing. It's an invitation for us today to do the same, to be men and women of faith in this present moment, to act and to move in the knowledge and love of God for us. It is a gift that we receive. It's time for us to unwrap that gift of faith and begin to use it. Amen.